go a half percent up on the discount rate. There were others who wanted to hold it to a quarter percent. They had decided on a quarter percent. That will be announced sometime during the course of the afternoon. I have gone over this with my own people here and with Art Open, and we think, would advise you that you should not make any comment on the action of the Federal Reserve Board. I would recommend to you, and this is strongly concurred in by both Open and Zwick, that when Christian is asked for your reactions, you have a presidential statement on the fiscal situation, which I'd like to try out on you. I think then I'd like to tell you why I think it would be useful to do at this time. Let me read it to you in short. I'm pleased to report that on the basis of present estimates, the federal budget will show a small surplus in fiscal year 1969. This is a substantial further improvement over the $5 billion deficit previously estimated in the summer budget review. The achievement of a surplus is based on two major developments. The stringent expenditure limitations instituted this summer are being rigidly enforced, so that I am confident that the level of expenditures for the fiscal year are being and can be held to the projected figure of $184.4 billion projected in the summer budget review. Revenues are running substantially above earlier projections. In the current economic setting, the move toward a surplus is both appropriate and desirable. It is needed to curb excessive pressures of demand. It will make a major contribution to the long-term health of the nation's financial markets. Now, the reason that I would advance are two reasons for getting this out. Number one, we're being misrepresented in the press that we are spending at a rate beyond the $184 billion figure. There was a story in the New York Times Sunday. Somebody said, figuring out what we'd done the first 4 months, that we were spending at a rate of $194 billion. That was one of the contributing causes to the inflationary psychology that's prevalent. In fact, Zwick tells me that when the November figures are all in on the five-month basis, it will be back to the $184 billion level. That the reason for the $194 billion was that October was a bad month with the CCC payments. In fact, we had 23 working days, which was unusual. But when November figures are in, with 20 working days and the CCC things at a much more moderate pace, we would be back for that 5 month period to the running at the ceiling level. But we're being plastered with that, I think, unfairly and unduly, and I'd like to answer. Number two, the announcement that we are running and we will have a small surplus in fiscal 1969 will help very much on the market psychology and with this inflation psychology, and I think it'll do us more good at the right time, which is now, than it would later. Number three, I do think that with these revenues having gone up, so if you suddenly announce it in the budget message, it'll be buried with a lot of other stuff, and with all the figures available, everybody will spend their time trying to pick it apart, whereas issuing it in this present form, short, sweet, direct to the point, we'll get the full benefit of it during, from here on, till January the 18th or 19th, whenever you come through. Then the principal focus of your of interest will be on the 1970 outlook. If you'd be interested in this, I'll type it up.
I am. I'll give them thought to send something along another line, but I don't know whether I'm going to do it tonight or tomorrow. Namely, that we have, I estimate that I will have recommended budgets totaling in the neighborhood of $900 odd billion, maybe 950 few billion more or less in six budgets. taxes to pay for all that except $36 million. $100 million plus had gone for war, but we paid for the war going along except the $36 million. That we've reduced taxes a total of $37 billion. Best and get a balanced budget done this year, June 30th, and I hope a balance done next year. We had two bad years out of the six. One we had 8, one we had 25. The others have been pretty much balanced off. Now that's what I thought of.
Well, I think this little statement would be a good building block for such an analysis, because if you make that analysis, which is an accurate one, the smart boys with the sharp pencils will figure out that you're figuring a small surplus for 1969. They will draw that between the lines, because that's what you'd have to have to make that
small surplus or small surplus or small deficit be very small, be close to the balance. I say 36 odd. Now if I've got a surplus of 2 or 3, it would be better than if I just got 100 million in 70. I'll count that in. Tell you what you do, take that and tell Charlie Shields to weave in. Charlie Swick, the paragraph. The number two, he gave me one or two or three. He said if I gave one, that would show too much what my budget's going to be.
Yeah.
But just say that in the neighborhood of $950 billion, a few billion more or less, so we got a $10 billion or $15 billion to pay off. And then say that we have reduced the two tax bills, $37 billion. Line that we paid for all of the war and everything else, all these improvements, except $36 million. And we'll have a surplus this year of so-and-so. And we're striving for surplus next year. I think it'd be pretty good. Do you want to do it this afternoon or tomorrow?
Well, the way I thought it would come, I think probably you'd want to do this tomorrow, although that's up to George. You could do it this afternoon. What I had in mind is if they came to George and said, what's the president's reaction to the Fed? You wouldn't have any reaction, but you'd be saying what we were doing on the fiscal side. They're doing what they're doing on the monetary side. Maybe. This is what we're doing on the fiscal side.
You may be through as long as there are none before, and it'll take a little time to get that polished up anyway.
Yes.
We'll try to put it on.
Well, I'll call Swick right now and get him this first part over to
him. And tell him to rework it. We'll put number two. He had two suggestions.
Number two.
And number two just says we spent in the neighborhood of $954 or less, $2 billion more or less. And we have repealed 37 in taxes. We would have paid 37 more in taxes except for the tax bill. And we paid for all the wars and all the things except for $36 billion. What percentage of 36 is 950? That's 1 billion would be 1/9. That would be about 12%.
It'd be about 30 some.
Yeah, there would be about 4%, wouldn't it?
It'd be about 34.
No, 4%. It's 36 billion.
Oh,
4%.
Yeah.
4% of 950. A little less than 3%. So we paid for 97% of everything.
Well,
you get that over to him.
I'll call him right now.